WJTL, it's Phil Wickham, the Jesus way. Good morning, happy Tuesday. Liam and Kaylin hanging out with you, 7:04 on the clock.
Hey, tomorrow is Wednesday, which means we're going to give you a chance to win some prizes. We're giving away chances to win a $20 gift card to Willow Street Car Wash. Details can be found at our contest blog at WJTL.com.
Our very special guest this morning, Dana Meyer, is the Director of Charitable Giving for Brittany's Hope. Dana, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing real well. How are things at Brittany's Hope?
Brittany's Hope is doing great. We are nearing our 25th anniversary of serving orphan and at-risk children, and it's amazing just to see the progress that we've made.
Well, that's great. Is there anyone you'd like to give a shout-out to this morning?
Absolutely. Mylin Saad, our executive director, she's getting her two little kids off to school, and I just remember those days. I kind of miss them, and I'd also like to say hi to my son who's driving to work, which is like just crazy. It seems like a blink ago.
That's right. Is that the one that was born in 2000?
No, that's a different one.
Okay, but, different song. Different song. Couple songs. That's
no,
great.
No problem.
I love it. Okay, for those who don't know, can you explain what Brittany's Hope is? What do you guys do?
Absolutely. So Brittany's Hope, as I said, serves orphan and at-risk children. And we do that two ways primarily. By providing adoption grants for people with the heart to adopt children with special needs, which is a huge undertaking, and it's a tremendous service. And then we also provide humanitarian support to our partner children's homes in Vietnam, Kenya, and Ethiopia.
So are there any good stories that sort of encapsulate what you do so that people can get a better understanding?
Sure, 100%. So I know we've talked about adoption a lot, and it's so important, and we have many local families, which is tremendous. One thing that we've been doing, and we have our children's homes in Vietnam, and there's like constantly an influx of children, and we're really looking at it from a community standpoint now, which has been, you know, very eye-opening, and it's, you know, initially, at least I thought, people would put their kids in an orphanage if they didn't want their kids. And that is so far from the truth. It's really people with just really good hearts who are thinking, like, what is the best way I can provide the best life possible for my children? And they feel inadequate because they don't have a house or they can't get them to school. So we started looking at that from a more global standpoint and realized, hey, you know what? We can build houses for some people. Hmm. And it's $7,000 in Vietnam to build a house for a family.
Is that all?
And right. And then like economically, just from like a number standpoint, which is there's so much more than numbers, but it's like $1,500 to care for a kid for 1 year. So we really vet the families, and you look at the families just with really good hearts who have every intention of wanting to care for their kids so much. So it's just been a wonderful situation. We just built one for one family. This man was taking care of his 8 kids, and he couldn't be happier. He's just, you know, the community rallies around him, and it has been a wonderful situation.
That's great. That's got to be a great motivator too.
100%.
And one of the cool things that you guys do, and really a lot of these nonprofits, you put so much work into what you do, but you also put so much work into some events. You got a few events coming up. The first one, Extra Give, on November 22nd. Am I correct?
Right. Yes.
And what is that all about?
So that's one day of giving, and it's sponsored by the Lancaster County Community Foundation. It is just a day where a lot of nonprofits get together and everyone kind of competes in a way for to see who can get the most donors and everything. But it's just really easy opportunities. There's a lot of prizes. So, you know, the first nonprofit to get a bunch of donors at midnight. And it's a fun day, and it's an easy way to just really look at all the wonderful things that's happening in our community. And I would shout out Brittany's Hope, of course, as really being a wonderful place to support during that Extra Give.
That's really cool. And then the main event coming up is Christmas at the Star Barn. Mm. And that's happening Saturday, December 7th. Tell us what that includes.
It's a fantastic way. If you have little kids, grandchildren, it is a great way to start off the Christmas season. So it is breakfast with Santa, and then we have family pictures, like professional photographers, pony rides, a ton of crafts, and games, and it is just, we have a DJ, dance parties, princesses. And everything is donated. So it is just a whole community event. And it is donated at the highest level possible, I would say. Wow. So it is. So first of all, Food for Thought Catering is the caterer, donates everything. The Star Barn itself donates the location. And Mannheim Central's has a bunch of students from the Interact Club. And they come and they're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed at 5 in the morning, and they are just ready to serve and ready to help. And it's just very heartwarming.
That's great.
So photographers, everyone's donating.
I understand that if people want to get tickets, they should get them now.
Do it today.
Yeah. So they're selling fast.
Yeah, they are selling really fast. Well, a lot of the breakfasts are sold out already, but there's still great, some great seats left. And but I would encourage you to do it now.
So if folks want to learn more about what you guys do and about Christmas at the Starborn, where can they visit you?
Brittany'sHope.org.
Okay, Brittany'sHope.org. Visit them. In the meantime, get your tickets today. Music on the way, Benjamin William Hastings, Taya, and more.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew.